Sukhoi Vode, welcome to Breach of Sock, a Mandalorian podcast. My name is Cork.
My name is Marika, and Brett has disappeared into a video game again, so it's just the two of us.
So this is going to be our kind of speculations, predictions for season 3 of The Mandalorian.
And also, I guess, season 2 write-off feelings.
Right? Yeah, season 2 wrap-up, I guess, as well.
Yeah, season 2 wrap-off and baseless, total random speculations and wants.
For season 3.
For season 3.
Yes.
Which we're not going to see in the whole next year.
Yes.
Talk to me in 2022. When you're 30.
Okay, shut up.
Sorry, next year, you idiot.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you'll still be 30
when
it comes out.
Anyway. So I guess wrap up for all of season 2. What are your feelings on this whole season?
I mean, I think it's a lot of what I said from season 1 of that, like, I felt like this is just the start, this is the introduction, and I feel like in season 2, like, honestly, season 2 is better than I thought it was gonna be. Like, I didn't know, I mean, which sounds ridiculous because I did a whole episode about what I thought was going to happen. I had no idea what to expect.
I listened to that episode recently, like after I'd seen the finale, and a lot of what you said did hold up. Like,
yeah, I need to reread through my paper.
I feel like it wasn't like so specific of some of the details we were picking up, but like, I know you specifically said that like Ahsoka was going to be like, because I asked like, what is Ahsoka going to tell, like, what is Ahsoka and what is Bo-Katan going to tell him to do with the child? And you said Ahsoka's going to be like, I'm not a Jedi, I can't train him, but maybe you could find another Jedi. And then that's literally what she did. And then Bo-Katan, we, I guess, misread him as too serious and being like, no, I'm taking over Mandalore. You and your child are not a cult boy. Like,
oh, because that's exactly what we like said in the last episode, is that Bo-Katan's a hypocrite.
Yeah.
To her core.
Yes.
She's always on one side or the other, and she hates both sides at the same time.
Yes.
She's like, I'm Death Watch, but at the same time, I want to take over Mandalore, and all Mandalorians should be together. But also, you're a clone, so you can't be a Mandalorian.
It's like, also, your child of the Watch might also not be a correct Mandalorian either. I don't know.
And also, like, this is horrible that they killed my sister, but also I was right before that trying to plan an assassination plot for my own sister. So, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she said, I became a better Mandalorian after my sister got killed because my own assassination of my sister failed and someone else killed my sister. Like, yeah, she's a total hypocrite.
She's all over the place, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that there were a few things. I mean, we definitely, I don't think, I was, let's be honest, I had fun filming that episode and making my own predictions and everything.
Yeah.
But it was pretty much speculation of the information I had to go forward on. I don't think that they were the worst predictions. We got some things.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like,
I mean, Bo-Katan calling, saying he was in a cult, that I was not, that was,
yeah, him just,
that,
yeah,
was a high point.
Straight up just being like, no, you're in a radicalized, like, splinter cult. So we did, I mean, we did say that we, or you said that we thought Din was going to have to confront that he might have been in some cult in the Mandalorian past, which definitely did happen, which we realized he's realizing that, which we said and believe him when he took his helmet off, and again in the rescue when he took helmet off, of his being like, okay, maybe the way I was raised as Mandalorian is different. I know we even said it back in the tragedy of like him acknowledging that Boba Fett was a Mandalorian just because he had sworn the creed, not because it was anything else. It wasn't like a take. So I feel like Din had been learning like there are different ways to be Mandalorian other than the way he learned, which he didn't know was Totem of the Watch, but he now knows is like a weird splinter cult.
Yeah. Well, and also I would like to say, I wanted to bring this up and I didn't know where, of his whole ideal of, which I really honestly like, because like I said before, I was not a fan of Boba Fett. I really, really disliked Boba Fett. Because I was kind of like brought into the extended universe as Mandalorian. And of course, when I watched the movies as a kid, I thought Boba Fett looked cool. And then like when I was like, you know, in my young 20s, I learned more about extended universe and started to really deep dive into what Mandalorians meant. And I learned basically that he was parading as this cool, amazing culture of all this cool shit. And I was like, well, fuck you, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it was like this whole thing for me. And now to come back, for that to come like full circle and we'd be like, oh, yes, I do like Boba Fett now.
Yeah.
Is really interesting. Because I never, ever expected that. But like, I like that whole idea of like, well, what Din specifically says to him is he doesn't say you're a Mandalorian. He says, then this armor is rightfully yours.
Oh, that's true. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. No one actually calls Boba Fett a Mandalorian.
And even
ever. And he doesn't.
And even in the rescue, Bo-Katan says, like, you're not a Mandalorian. And he's like, I never said I was.
Yeah.
Okay.
which is also probably, like, it's kind of sad, because you gotta kind of think that it's probably also, like, because I don't think Boba Fett has ever swore the Rezolnar, like, the six truths mm-hmm. that make the creed, you know. But his father probably taught him a decent amount of them.
Yeah, because Jango Fett was a Mandalorian, right?
Jango Fett was a full Mandalorian. Okay. He was a foundling, okay. but he was brought into a Mandalorian, you know, he was a Mandalorian. But then a lot of Mandalorians pretty much made him, pretty much said he was Darmanda, or that he lost soul, because he had done this thing and made himself a clone and sold himself over to the Republic and mm-hmm. fucked over all these random children of his and Mandalorian views children, which is how he got, like, kind of disconnected from it. So I don't know, it was like a whole thing. I'm on a rant that I don't even remember where I started. But I think it's interesting that, like, his whole point is, we said this before, that, like, Boba Fett's whole thing is the only relationship he ever had was his dad. Mm-hmm. And his dad died very young, when he was, like, 10 max.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that Boba Fett feels like he can really say he's a Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Because he didn't, well, he got some of that from his dad. Then after that, he was a 10-year-old child, an orphaned, and pretty much, he went to prison when he was, like, 14.
Ah.
Yeah.
Who's prison? Like an Imperial
Republic's?
Prison? A New Republic prison?
Not New Republic, Republic.
Okay, so Leia's dad's gone. Yes.
The original, right before the Republic started.
Okay.
I think. Maybe it was Imperial. I don't know. He got into some real scummy. He got, like, pretty much, he was, like, 10 years old, and he was like, all right, time to get into the crime syndicates.
Okay.
Because his dad worked for a lot of the crime syndicates as a bounty hunter. Before he went to the Republic and, you know, became the whatever, the clone.
The main clone donor.
Yeah. Pretty much the only clone.
Okay.
Pretty much every clone is connected to Jango Fett.
Okay.
Unless they're a Papa clone. yes. So, yeah, Boba Fett went through this whole thing. So I think that's where he kind of has this identity crisis of him not saying he's a Mandalorian. He doesn't feel like he can identify that, which is sad. But he's like, oh, but I can have my armor because it was my dad's and he gave it to me.
Yeah, and I feel like, I mean, you said that's right. You didn't know where it was going. But to try to connect it back to season two, I feel like it's, Din has seen other types of ways to be a Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he, at least by the end of this, has fully accepted that there are other ways, and it almost seemed like maybe his way isn't all that right, since he's taken off his helmet twice, and, you know, and I, which is almost kind of the thing that I was a little bit surprised if he did. Maybe it was because Grogu wanted to go, but, like, he did still do what the initial promise he gave to the armor of being like, yeah, I'll be his father until I find his bolt, and I have to give him up to his people, which is what he does say to Luke in the rescue of being, what he does say to Grogu about Luke in the rescue of being like, he's one of your people, you should go with him. And so he does give him up because that's initially, you know, what his leader initially told him he had to do, and so he did it.
But that also still is in the Mandalorians. They don't take children from people. They take an orphan. If your people are gone, Din's whole village was destroyed.
But
they take him in.
But Grogu's people aren't gone since he found another Mandalorian. Another Jedi.
Yeah, exactly. So then he needs to give them over to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Regardless of as much as it, because basically the whole ideal is you are, I mean, like we've said, Mandalorian culture is literally all about children, pretty much. Children and family units. So he is pretty much like, it doesn't matter how much it hurts me. It doesn't matter what I give up. It doesn't matter if I can't ever go back to this life I thought I had. If this child has the best life, that's what fucking matters. So he doesn't care that he may have broken his creed, that he may have done all this shitty stuff, because he was supposed to act as that child's father until he could return that child to his own people. And that's what he did.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Din, I don't know. I think that Din's going to look in season three for his covert, for the armorer, or maybe Pause.
Yeah.
I would hope.
Also, a little bit more of trying to reconnect with them, since he now is accidentally the Mandalore.
Yeah.
Like,
and, I mean, Bo-Katan said this whole thing of, like, we need to unite as many of us as we can. He probably wants to do that, and he even, like, when we were talking about, like, the passenger, I think it was in the passenger, and they were going past, he asks, like, oh, is it the covert from Navarro?
Yes, yeah, he does ask probably that earlier.
Yeah. So he definitely still wants to keep tabs on them and see what happens to them.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So that's what I would think, is I think we're going to start 2 or 3 years after where this ends.
Think that much for time jump?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think he's going to kind of, well, if we have the Book of Boba Fett coming first.
Yes, so I guess it technically it will be 2 years until we get the next episode of The Mandalorian.
necessarily 2 years. 18 months.
Oh, okay, yeah. Grogu's age.
in human years.
Yes. I guess think if it's 18 months into the future, Din could be fully established a little bit as the Mandalore, which I'm excited about. That's the one thing I'm really kind of excited to see, because I feel like it's a weird, because he doesn't want it. So I feel like he's going to be this, like, I wonder how much he's going to be like either doing it as like a reluctant monarch, or if he's just going to be like, I don't know.
Fuck off. I'm going to go to Tatooine and fuck Boba Fett and Cobb.
Yes, or if it half being like, okay, I'm now the Mandalore. Bo-Katan, I name you as my regent. I am now going back to Navarre. I am picking up my friends. We're going to go see our friends at Tatooine. And hey, we're all going to take a road trip and go visit my son at his school.
Honestly, okay, this is definitely something that I think only we would really get of knowing the story. But it's honestly a very kind of, if he decides to rule in some way, it's a very kind of Cincinnati story of saying, I don't know if anyone knows the story of Cincinnati.
I was going to say, do you want to explain the story of Cincinnati?
I don't know if anyone knows it. I guess here we are. We know you're our location now. We're from Cincinnati, Ohio.
I think we said that.
We talked about.
We said that during the bonus episode, because we were talking about how our county went for Biden and the state went for Trump.
Right. But so Cincinnati was basically, it was during the Roman times where in the times of war, they would pick some random person to be the empire because they thought that, or the emperor, I'm sorry.
No, I think it was.
Was it still Greek?
No, it was still Roman, but it was just it was like some big war. And so this like great war.
But they would do it at all the times there was a big war that some random person would be picked.
It wasn't like when it was, I think it was like supposed to be like the best warrior. And that was this guy who was mostly just a farmer, but he was really good at fighting. And it was Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So
he went and he led the Romans through war, and he fucked everything up, and everyone loved him, and they were
and he defeated whoever they were fighting with completely.
Yes, and he was a great leader, and everyone said, so you want to be the emperor now? And he said, no, I've done my duty. This is what my duty was to be the person during war times are over. I'm gonna fuck off back to my farm. And that is very Din energy.
Mm-hmm.
That is so Din energy.
Dinson Hattie.
Anyway, that's the story of Cincinnati and why I think that Din could be a good ruler of being reluctant to be, I have this, I don't want this. But,
yeah.
I mean, if we're honest about it,
but
Din
also
could
he,
be a good leader.
Yes, he probably would be, and, like, but I also feel like he did get it, and he tried to give it up. He tried fucking so hard in that fucking scene on the bridge, because he was just like, no, like you take it, like, I'll give it to you, and he's like, no, okay, you have to defeat me in combat, I yield, just take it, I just want to go hang out with my son, and my lesbian best friend, like, no, I don't want to have to do this. And then Bo-Katan was like, no. Or Bo-Katan, which is a little bit from Moff Gideon's influence, of being like...
I still think she would have said, even if Gideon wasn't there.
Yeah, probably. But it still just is so annoying, because it's like, I don't want this. Just, you want it, take
yes.
it. Like, it, yeah.
It's exactly that. If it's not in, you know, it's not my privilege, it's my duty.
Yeah, and as soon as, like, he doesn't care about all the fucking politics of all of it, he's like, no, just fucking take it. Like,
he barely even cares about Mandalore in general.
No. He defeated Moff Gideon because he was fucking keeping him from his son. That was the only fucking reason.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't give a shit about all these crazy high-level politics, because, as you said before, he's not a main character. He's a fucking side character.
He's doing everything he can to not engage with the main plot.
Yes.
He's when you're playing Skyrim, and you're like, I remember one time I was playing Skyrim, and I was, there's like this whole different side plot where you can basically become like a vampire kind of shit, and where you have to do all these crazy random side quests for people, to like get to this point, and everyone's like, oh, you're the dragonborn, and you're like, no, I'm trying to become a vampire. Like, it's that kind of shit, like, you know, everyone like has this ideal for you, and he's just like, I'm not engaging, I'm doing my thing. But I do think he would be a decently good person for Mandalore, but who even knows what's left of Mandalore?
Well, I feel like the thing of, like, if he does end up, I guess, becoming more of the Mandalore, which I guess he might have to be, he is a good person, and I feel probably a better person than Bo-Katan is, so I...
Because unfortunately, Bo-Katan is power hungry.
Yes. And as we've seen through what I kept saying of our last episode, of she kept pontificating about her own importance.
Yeah.
And Din doesn't give a shit about any of that. And I feel like, you know...
And Din is also, this is one thing...
And if he becomes, you know, Mandalore the dad, he's just gonna want to take care of everyone and be like, no, we got to figure out a way to survive and exist, and that's all we need. Also, where the hell is my covert? Also, let's take a road trip to visit my son. Like, that's all he's going to care about.
Kind of what I like most about Din's character as a whole is that you see him, and I think everyone from the very beginning of when we saw that very first trailer and we knew nothing about what the series would be, and we didn't know about, you know, Grogu or anything, we were really thinking like, oh, this is this badass character who's, you know, he's, you know, kicking ass. He's going to kill whoever he sees. And but then we meet Din.
Yes.
And he's like, well, he is still a badass and he's still definitely an adequate fighter. He's also like this sweet guy who's really polite to everyone he meets.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, you know, he's always respectful. Like, you know, he's, you know, he has specifically learned and is willing to defend people who are like downtrodden on, like the Tuskens.
Yes.
And it's like this whole different view that we see of him, even though he's like this big, cool badass, you know. He's also like, oh, thank you. He's always saying thank you to people.
Yeah.
Olvera's like, oh yeah, I left some blankets in the barn for you. And he's like, oh, thank you very much. He's always saying.
Yeah. I have seen the gift sets of just him saying thank you to people. And it's the same thing of like.
Well, and the fact that he even allowed, like, he wasn't going for Boba Fett. If Boba Fett said, this is my father's, he wanted me to have it. And Din said, all right, it's yours. Because at that point, Din really respected that relationship between father and child.
Yeah. And the fact of like, even in the prisoner, he didn't want to kill that one Imperial officer in the security room. Like, he almost, like, died.
And he didn't kill any of them.
He almost died 4 times trying to save Frog Mom. Like, all this.
And even if he's pissed off, he's still always trying to do the best thing.
Yeah, like, the right thing. Like,
you know.
And so, yeah, I feel like he would be a good Mandalorian. It's just the thing of, like, that he so much doesn't want it, and I don't know. It would be interesting if he.
I don't want him to be forced in that position, but I do feel like he would be a good thing for the Mandalorians in the future.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I guess the main thing would be, okay, I guess what is the state of Mandalore? Because Bo-Katan keeps saying that they have to retake it. It does, like, and then, but Boba Fett said it was just turned to glass. Is the planet just destroyed, or is, like, the, like, fuck.
Is it occupied? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, is it occupied by either, like, the Imperial, whatever the fuck it's called right now?
So.
Is it controlled by the Empire, or is it controlled by the New Republic? Like, what is the state of Mandalore at the moment?
So here's the whole thing of, I'm gonna go to the Clone Wars series here. Because I know you don't know really anything about, which is totally fine. But the whole point is that Mandalore pretty much was, like we said, for hundreds and hundreds of years, for being like, we're conquerors, we're war base, you know, fuck off. They were pretty much pulled off of Coruscant because the first Mandalorians were on Coruscant.
Okay.
And then basically humans came in and said, no, this is ours now. And like, they got fucking pushed off of Mandalore or off of Coruscant and ended up on Mandalore.
Okay.
And so
they called Mandalore and they ended up on Mandalore, or did they take over a planet and then named it Mandalore?
I think they took over a planet and then named it.
Okay.
That
would be a weird coincidence.
So, because they were Mandalorians. That's real early. This is like, if you're talking at the beginning of, if you're talking about New Hope, we're talking 6,000 years before that is what we're talking about.
Oh,
here.
Okay. Shit, no.
At the point where they leave Coruscant. Like, that far back.
Wait, humans are more than 6,000 years old? The creationists like Star Wars? That's too long, Bart. That's too long.
But anyway, so they ended up on Mandalore, and Mandalore was like, basically, they ended up becoming more of a, I don't want to say they became a less war culture,
right,
and were more dealt on trading, other prospects of less of the conquering and either you're a Mandalorian or we kill you kind of shit that they were doing in the New Crusaders time. And so then at that point, the Republic, like the Old Republic, was like, okay, well, you should join the Republic. They're like, no, we're not doing that. Like, we don't really want to be war-based, but we don't really want to join your thing either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we want to have our own thing. But that didn't work out too well, because pretty much then Death Watch started up and being like, no, let's go and kill everyone, blah, 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 blah. So during that whole time, Mandalore had pretty much been destroyed, was unlivable except for these bubble cities, where they were very lush, good, livable cities.
Mm-hmm.
But the...
Wait, were these cities like in domes?
They were literally in huge
domes. Oh, so they were literally in bubbles.
Yeah, it was literally like the Simpsons movie.
Wait, under the dome, which was a terrible Stephen King TV series that I watched, but you know.
Yes. It was literally like, they're literally these big... Yeah.
Okay.
That have to be like pressurized for the right, because that's how fucked up the whole world was.
Okay.
But they were still able to live in them, and they were still able to kind of thrive, and the Republic still wanted them in, but they were kind of like, no, we're good. And so then Death Watch took them over, and pretty much one of the million civil wars broke out, and pretty much they fucked off. And Then Maul took over and the Empire ended up taking over. And then that happened. Once the Empire took over, the Great Purge happened, mm-hmm. which is pretty much a genocide of all Mandalorians.
By the Empire?
The Empire.
Okay.
So at that point, pretty much anyone that was still left on Mandalore fled.
Okay.
So pretty much at this point, I would say that Mandalore is either because it doesn't have much resources left.
Okay.
At one point, it had Beskar. The Beskar has all pretty much mm-hmm. been mined at this point.
Yeah.
So I would assume that, I would assume it's pretty much unoccupied and most of it is unlivable.
Okay. So I guess,
probably
is it unlivable? Get
these cities back up and going.
Okay. But, okay, this is something I'm familiar with. Is it kind of like an uninhabitable planet? Which I guess would be a parallel of like Din's, I guess, adopted home is unlivable. Kind of as a, I mean, I guess,
less than Navarro. It's even more unlivable.
Well, no, I was more saying if, like, Alderaan is gone. So, like, Kara does not have a home planet. But, like, you know, his best friend's planet is fully gone. But I guess he's not as gone.
So, yeah, it's not exploded. I mean, it's not literally dust like Alderaan is. But the surface is pretty much unlivable.
Okay.
Which is why they had to make these, like, own little tiny little atmospheres that the cities are in.
Okay.
But I think after the Empire literally committed a genocide on them, there's just no one there.
Okay.
Because it's already been rid of what I would assume that no one is still mining Beskar there. I would assume all the Beskar is gone at this point.
Okay, but at this point, is anyone still living on Mandalore?
I don't think so, or I would think very, very small amount.
Okay, so it'd more be like a symbolic takeover of a planet that you move people there.
Yes.
It's like a
and
you
would
make
it, what I would assume is that you would make it livable again.
Okay.
And you would kind of start to, I mean, as she said, like, I mean, she keeps saying, like, oh, you know, Mandalorians are better together. And I think that the whole point that she's trying to say is, we're totally fucked. I don't like you guys.
Yeah.
But we have nothing else, so we need to be together.
Mm-hmm.
Where she's like, because even she's like, you're not a real Mandalorian, you know, to Boba Fett and shit, you're a clone. But then later, she's kind of like, oh, our planet,
yeah,
including
yeah.
him.
Yeah, which she says so. Four of them, and still we don't get what the of a weird inclusion of Axe is. So he wasn't in this in the rescue, but he was in the Heiress.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because I think. I mean, I think at this point, Bo's like, well, we need anyone to be able to help.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if I technically think they shouldn't be Mandalorians, you know. Anyone who really thinks that they have some claim to being a Mandalorian would probably be
yeah,
helpful.
She was just
because
like, well,
literally
I need to build
a genocide was committed. So.
Yeah, she's like, I need to build an army. So literally, whoever, like, short, sad dad and this weird clone guy, like, whatever, come help.
Here's the real thing. Okay. So the two ships that have recently appeared more and more prevalent in the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you pick more? Did Boba or did Luke?
Oh, ships. I thought you were talking about like literal physical ships.
No, like ships. Like we're shipping people.
Oh, I saw it and I don't fucking, I'm sorry if it's a ship, but I don't fucking understand Luke. Luke Din? That seems dumb as shit. Like
uh-huh.
what? No, they have one scene. He was.
Well, a lot of people have been like, that Din's like, let me come. And then they like co-parent. That's most of what.
It doesn't even seem to make sense. They're. Okay.
So are you saying Din Boba then?
No, I'm saying that I don't really see Din Boba. I know, because you kept saying he was Grandpa, and we included him even in the fucking, the Grandpa fuck my kill category. Like,
But he is only 4 years.
I know you.
5 to 10 years max older than Din.
I know you said that canonically Boba Fett is supposed to be 41. Which, no, Tamari Morrison, I'm sorry, you are not that young. And also, that makes Pedro older than Boba Fett, which doesn't make sense.
Or Din's aging real bad. Or Din has been
or
way too much time
Boba Fett is aging like Bo-Katan is, so there's some weird
flowing. No, he's old. He's aging the opposite. He's aging too quickly. If he's only
21. Oh, yeah.
He's just been talking about Tatooine. It's the curse of Tatooine. The two sons make you age twice as fast, apparently.
Yeah.
Bo-Katan has just never set foot on Tatooine. That's how she looks like.
Yeah,
that.
She's on this fucking Pacific Northwest Krask planet, so
yeah.
So is overcast and rainy, and it doesn't matter.
He's like, Cobb is actually 19.
Well, Din. That's inappropriate.
But you have to pick one. You have to pick one gay ship.
Oh, Din and Boba Fett.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, no. Fuck.
I mean, I've read both, but.
I don't like that. I mean, as I said in the West, I don't even like that Luke is here. I don't like that
mm-hmm.
I don't like that aspect that they brought literally anything from like the main movies into the series. This is not what I wanted.
Well, here's the thing is I was very against it for a very long time where I was like, I want this to be a 100% own entity. I don't want to see anyone from the originals. I don't want to see...
You were very adamant in early episodes that you didn't want any real Force users here.
And I still kind of agree with that, but I don't... I mean, from what we've seen, Luke pretty much fucks off.
Yeah.
Ahsoka's a one-off.
Yeah, I guess.
They're not... What I'm more saying of when I say that is that I don't want main characters.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like why I'm so certain with it is it feels like they... They didn't dedicate enough time to it, and Luke swooped in, stole Grogu, and left. And it was just like, the fuck? Like, it felt like these movies I don't care about came in and stole my favorite part of the show that I like, and then fucked off. And I was like,
but this isn't the end of this. Disney Plus isn't letting Grogu go.
I know, but it's just, but we're 2022, even if it's like only March, it's still like, what? It was so long. And yeah, I guess I'm very excited about the Book of Boba Fett, but like,
I want to get back more to single dad adventures, doing bullshit stuff. And yeah, I mean, yeah, I 100% agree with that, but I also, unfortunately, like we said, we thought season one was this almost prequel to the real story. And didn't we, I think you almost said, like, is it usually season two, this big thing, and then there's a big end, and season three becomes the real problem.
I think I made the analogy of in the first episode in The Mandalorian, I guess, is what the first episode is called, is that usually at the end of the first season of a show, like the first series of a show, you're setting up your premise, and at the end of season one or sometimes season two, you completely break your show's premise. Break your show's premise and blow up everything, and then have to start completely new at the start of season either two or three. I guess this is what it did. It was all about Din and the baby, but the baby isn't there anymore. So we've blown up our entire premise. He's also now technically the Mandalore. So he's the ruler of some fucking planet culture. He literally doesn't... It was vaguely a part of his religion, but not really. Like, and yeah,
Exactly,
now that you're literally pointing out a point I previously made, I am kind of agreeing. Like, yeah, maybe, but it's...
They blew the whole thing up because that's what we needed. Because I think more of what we're going to see in, I would suspect, the early part of season three is going to be the baby. I mean, I think even if we talk about what we saw in season two of the baby's impact on how Din acts in general.
Yes.
I mean, obviously he was still nice. He was still like a decent guy. But I think as we saw him go further and further, he was willing to do more and more to help people.
Yeah.
And he also was willing to, like, I mean, we see him in the beginning of season one and he has nobody. He doesn't even really seem to have much of a relationship with anyone in the Covert.
Yes.
Except for the armor.
Which is his call leader.
Yes. Which he literally just gives the money he made to and leaves.
Yeah.
And now, like, we see him, like, make friends. And he's, like, kind of made this family.
Yeah.
Like, this little found family for himself. Like, you know, he's really close to Kara. He's really close to Grief. I mean, you can even say he's close to Boba Fett. And, like, he's made friends this whole time. And, like, made this little found family. And now, like, I think now we're going to get to see where the child's effect, where him having the child really had an effect on his own life. But I think in the early season we're gonna see how he is willing to, because pretty much everyone in these seasons have been doing favors for him. He'll help them as well, but I mean, a lot of, like, you know, he knows that if he goes to someone and says, hey, the baby's gone, they'll go, all right, let's go start a war, you know what I mean?
Yeah, which it has happened a couple of times.
Yeah. And I think that that's gonna be the big difference of seeing him be the one that's, like, willing to help these people that he now has connections with, which he never had, especially if he was never adopted by anyone. And just immediately fighting.
Yeah, I guess my initial speculations of how season three would start kind of are, you said that you thought there was going to be a time jump, which I didn't think there was going to be.
I thought that immediately, even when we were drunk and watching it the first time.
So I guess, how do you think season three is going to start?
Maybe this is
because I have all these speculations of how I would love it to start, but I feel like none of them are right. They're just all vague.
Like I'm saying, 100, we're going 100% speculation. I would say that we're, in my mind, I don't know why, this is what I imagine happening, is that we're gonna get Din kind of in a shitty, scummy place like we saw him in early season one, just pretty much kind of going through the motions a few years afterwards, maybe 2-3 years afterwards. And maybe he's dealing with shit with being the Mandalore. Maybe he's just totally fucked off from that and being a bounty hunter. But I think we're gonna see him at this weird low, like just forcing himself through the motions kind of thing. And then something's gonna happen and he's gonna feel this call again to help the child. And either that or he's gonna going to be too eager to try to help.
Yeah.
But I think realistically we're going to see him as like super sad, trying to do the best he can and trying as hard as he can not to think about it a few years past. I don't know why. That's just what I've envisioned in my mind.
Yeah. I feel like on my, how I thought, which I didn't think was time jump, how I always thought season three was going to start, which I guess maybe now since it is going to be almost 2 years of being like, okay, there's probably going to be a time jump because that's so much time. But like, I don't know. I always like the idea of it being like, one, as I know Tumblr has pointed out, grief did not get to say goodbye. So I have like a very...
Neither did Pelly. Pelly's going to be pissed too.
Yeah, but I feel like Din has less of a... Din looks up to Pelly far less than he looks up to grief.
But if he comes to ask Boba Fett a question in the story of Boba Fett and Pelly's like, where the fuck's the baby? You don't think she's going to hold him at gunpoint?
She's going to make the joys start shocking him or something. But no, I feel like it would be very silly and fun of them being like, we need to go like visit the
I don't think Din is never going to see the child again.
What I would really like is that he's going to be like on Navarro with like, if he goes back and I am grateful, it's like, what? You didn't let me see him. Like, well, we need to go. I've decided his grandparents day at the Jedi school. And then Chris like, okay, well, I'm coming too. Like, so like the three of them go and try to see him. And I would like that, you know, I said this to you earlier, but I would like that most recent New Mutants comics line, it just starts of like, they get into all these shenanigans and it sets off the whole thing of like what becomes an entire series arc for this comic. Mm-hmm. But really, the inciting incident is they want to go visit their friend who lives in space. And I want that to almost be this. It's like, sure, Din, Kara, and Grief decide that they want to go visit Grogu at the Jedi Temple, and then we set up all the shenanigans that happens in season 3.
All this Force user bullshit.
Yes, or Grogu tries to escape from the Jedi Temple because he wants to go see Din, and then we set up all the shenanigans and do season 3. Or, alternatively, maybe he is, as you were saying, very sadly struggling to be the Mandalore. And, you know, and he's there, and maybe Kara's there for moral support or something. Or he's just, yeah, somewhere with, you know, annoyingly with only Bo-Katan and Cosca.
He keeps saying that he needs to get help from Hutt's Space and Din just goes and fucks Boba Fett.
Or that, or he's just there in somewhere in some, you know, some ship or something. And, you know, and off somewhere else, Grogu's gotten very good at force projection.
Oh, yes.
So he's able to start force projecting himself onto whatever Din's new ship is, and he just starts appearing. Din's like, what the hell is that? And then he's like, wait, kid, is it you? And then like Grogu's able to like force project, but can't do all that much because he's not that great at it. And I would love it if like Din keeps having all these different shenanigans while he's trying to like be the Mandalore. But every time he goes back to his ship, Grogu just is like appearing there.
Being a ghost
like,
menace.
Yeah, like trying to grab the shiny ball, but he can't because he doesn't have real hands because he's a force projection. Like, I would love that. Like, I would be fine if just Grogu, like, every time Din, like, leaves, like, you know, his official court Mandalorian duties and goes back under his ship, and then Grogu is just projecting himself somewhere onto the ship, and they're like, yeah, I would love that.
No, I mean, obviously they said it. They, you know, I'll see you again, I promise. Din said that to him. And yes, clearly that could just be, like, a comforting thing to say.
And I feel like it's still what Din believes in it, but it might not be true.
Yes, but first of all, Luke is not a classically trained Jedi like Ahsoka. He was not trained in the Jedi Order. Let's think about what he just very recently had with his own dad.
Yeah.
Where him being like, no, you can do this. You know, having that connection with his dad was able to bring his dad back to the light side.
Yeah. I guess one of the main things I kept wanting to, because I know I made the analogy in some other episode of like, it always seems like the Jedi are supposed to be like Catholic priests, but most of the people we've seen throughout the series seem to be like they're like Anglican or Protestants or the like reverence or something, or people can get married. And I guess Luke is not that like stringent about like, you are not allowed to have familiar connections. So he possibly would be a little bit more like, oh yes, Grogu, I see how much you love your dad. Your dad can still come around sometimes, and if you want to force project him to a ship and, you know, fuck around or something, that's fine.
Yeah, no, I don't think Luke would want to 100% say, like, you can't have any connection.
I'm like, no, you
Luke
can never see
your
dad.
I realize that would be more of a problem than,
you
know,
he's
going to
eat all his pets and then
choke him
and leave.
Yeah, he's going to get more angry about that than he is, you know.
About Luke's time. You can't have cookies until after.
Yes, more, you know, saying you can't ever see your dad again versus like, oh, he'll come here, you know, once a quarter for your parent-teacher conference, you know, like.
And he'll be here because, you know, grandpa needs to ride on grandpa's day.
Yes,
and
he'll bring cookies. Yeah, so I don't think, I mean, clearly the whole Mandalorian series has been about Din and Grogu's.
Yes.
And like you said, season one, season two blow up. If we're really saying season one is the prequel and season two is the real first season, the end of it going in is to blow up everything as season three starts.
One of our premise and now...
But yes. One of our premise are two characters. The whole premise is Din and Grogu.
Oh, the connection between the two characters and now we've separated them. So we're going to have to get them... I feel like at the end of season three, they're somehow back together.
Yes.
I feel like that would
It's either going to be the first episode, something is going to happen, small, where Din's going to get involved and it's going to slowly build into something huge, or we're not going to see Grogu at all.
I feel like still not we're going to see Grogu, but I feel
or
like...
at least not Grogu with Din. I think we'll see a little bit of Grogu. I want a little Grogu training montage.
See, everyone get, like, I know, like, everyone's saying, like, oh, well, it's definitely we're not going to see anything at the temple because that, like, the CGI aging down Mark Hamill took so much money and that they're probably not going to do it
again. Maybe he'll have, like, you know, this cool, like, redhead woman with, like, a purple lightsaber that's also a teacher there.
Yeah, that would be...
Her name's, like, Marjade.
Marjade,
but also he's gay and because he's wearing Chanel boots.
Also, but still, we could...
I just saw Marjade.
Yes,
I
know. Also, we could just show, you know, Grogu walking around like, you know, the fucking toddler nursery and there's just some, like, you know, emo looking baby with black hair who's also there, like, bang. And, you know, and we don't have to show Luke again. I'd be perfectly fine with that. If it's just,
yeah,
just maybe go, like, we don't have to go like in a fucking lush looking garden somewhere when he's just juggling rocks with the Force or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd be fine with that. And then we cut to Din being like, I hate being the Mandalore. Like, this sucks.
But here's the thing. I don't think we're going to any of that. Because like I said, everything we've seen has been when they're not together, like the Believer.
Yeah, okay.
We're not going to see him until he knows for a fact.
Well, if Goku's just fucking Force projecting himself onto the ship sometimes.
I think it would more be dreams.
Okay, that. Or the end of the first episode, Goku disappears and like, and he's just like, at the foot.
I know.
Din hasn't taken on it. Oh, God, fucking the Voice of Custis doesn't exist. Din gets a new ship, but because he's such a sad dad, he still hangs a little hammock over the fucking bunk compartment.
Ah!
And then Grogu force projects himself onto the hammock.
Why did you say that?
And he's looking down at Din. He's like,
I don't think we ever said this either. That Din never gave him the ball. Din kept the ball.
She can quiet with the ball.
And hopefully Grogu still has the necklace. I mean, we haven't seen him with the necklace this whole time, but we're going to hope Grogu still has the necklace.
Maybe just like a pocket and the little shawl.
Well, that could just be under his shawl. Could just be in his shawl.
Yeah, I guess the thing just covered up his neck for the whole...
Yeah, it's like a fucking turtleneck. He has like a whole cowl and he hides it. He has a whole ridiculous ass hood. Yeah, I really don't know, but I think we're going to get some hints of season 3 from the Book of Boba Fett. Literally.
Yeah, I am excited for the Book of Boba Fett.
I can't believe I'm saying that.
I mean, I'm mostly for Ming-Na Wen and how fucking...
I'm excited because I really like both.
I do really like Boba Fett now too. Is like, yeah.
And I like their whole dynamic of like, there's not really any kind of
romantic
relationship.
Yes, which I fucking love that like this show has been doing of like, yes, let's put these fucking cis men and these cis women together and there's fucking nothing happening between them because that's what fucking didn't care are. And that's what fucking Fennec and Boba Fett are. And I fucking
Fennec and Boba Fett, I feel like, only because Ming-Na Wen's a better actor. It's even more evident, you know.
Yeah.
He sits on the throne, she goes, let me go get something to drink.
And then she sits down there with the fucking bottle of scotch killing the giant gun. And I was like, yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Yes! It's like, oh.
Mm. Which I feel like it was what Ming-Na's critters have been like. I was like, whoa, this is gonna be fun!
Yeah, I'm so excited. I can't believe that they have me.
They made you care about Boba Fett.
For Boba Fett. Yeah. I don't know. I think mostly I'm excited. I'm a little bit upset that I'm going to have to wait so long for season 3 to see my baby boy. But
yeah.
I mean, Peter has so many other
things. Yes. Yeah.
Like 5 different things happening on Christmas.
Oh, because Galleys are coming out on Christmas. Wonder Woman 1984 is coming out on Christmas.
The weird ass Shark Boy and Lava Girl movie is coming out on Christmas.
Okay.
Which I'm gonna watch and I'm gonna hate, but I'm definitely gonna watch it anyway.
Wait, he wasn't any part of the original Shark Boy and Lava Girl, was he?
No. This is like
he's not playing like an adult version of what like Taylor Lautner's.
No. This is the whole point is that like I don't know. Apparently, like the parents are superheroes, and then like they have. He's literally playing a dad. He's literally playing a dad that kills people. His only character.
That's whatever. He's a murderer most of the time in space, dad.
Yeah, that's. And also, God, I can't even remember his name. The white DEA DEA agent from Narcos is also playing one of the parents of the kids who, like, save the world. And everyone's like, you know, I really didn't think of Narcos.
Reunion would happen to Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
Yes. This is not what I thought was going to happen. But it is, I think, a Netflix produced movie. So I guess it kind of
makes sense. Yeah, I guess it makes sense.
But it is also very funny.
I guess, do we have anything else to say about our speculations for season 3?
I mean, I think Kara's going to be involved in the Rangers of the New Republic.
Yes, okay. It was...
Well, here's another question of the whole Bogdan ship.
Mm-hmm.
Where is she going to appear? Because we got the Ahsoka ship.
Oh, I don't even know. She's going to have to be in season 3 of The Mandalorian, though. Like,
yes.
If Din is the Mandalorian doesn't want to be, and she's the one who actually wants to be the Mandalorian, like, she's gonna have to be there.
But then, I mean, we also have the Ahsoka show happening at the same time. Is she gonna, I think she would make an appearance in that, maybe.
I think I saw something, I don't even know if it was on Twitter, of someone being like, what if we're gonna do the Ahsoka, the Rangers of the New Republic, and the Mandalorian, and then eventually they all, their big crossover
is the movie that is
the retaking of Mandalorian.
Ooh, that could be.
Taco
Waititi movie, that is a name.
Oh, that would be good.
And that is apparently the first movie to chronologically come out.
Okay.
The one that he's directed.
And
he did a lot on The Mandalorian.
Did they give a date on that though?
What?
Did they have a date on the Taika Waititi movie?
They said late 2022. The earliest of the movies. And the other movies have names.
Do the first season of Ahsoka. We do the first season of Knights of the New Republic in season 3 of The Mandalorian. We could make that fucking movie late 2022. That could be the retaking Mandalore.
Yeah.
That would be fucking cool. Fucking pull all these fucking characters. Like, and at that point, that much shit is happening. Grogu is that well trained in the Force. He isn't already like, being like, fuck you, Luke, and ran off to his day. Like,
I would like to just be like, sup, peace out. me and my kid are going to Disney World. We have some time together. We're going on vacation.
He just comes in. He's just like holding the spear, but he's not really intending to use it at all. He's just holding it to his side. And he'd be like,
even though he has the darksaber at the same time.
His darksaber, you know, he's got a new pulsar for the fucking blaster. So I'll just touch it. He's got the fucking whistling birds, the fire thing. He's just sitting there like, hey. And he's walking into like a room that's just like, whoa, go in like a construction paper sign.
It's like,
he just takes him out, there's some fucking weird emo kid with fucking black hair covering his face in the bed beside him, and he's like, takes his kid and leaves. And then he'd be like, hey kid, we got shit to do. And he's just like,
yeah, no, but I, because it seems like that's going to be the earliest on the timeline movie, which is strange that they wouldn't give it a name.
Yeah, because we're waiting.
So something else is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just like why they didn't say season 3 of The Mandalorian, they said the next chapter in The Mandalorian story is going to be out in December.
Yeah.
So who knows what, how funny would this be if we listened to this 2 years from now and this is the truth? I don't.
I mean, it would be great, but.
It would be wonderful. Are they just going to retcon the sequels?
God, who fucking knows? I don't even know. Probably not, but also it would be funny if they did.
Did you hear the stuff that, like, though I think it was J.J. Abrams said about, oh, you can't, you know, make a new story without angering the old fans.
But if the old fans hated the story enough.
John Favreau was like, John Favreau in the middle, like, because I don't think really anyone, I mean, yes, I think there's the people more like me and you where we're like, okay, well, we would like to be a little bit more separate.
Yes, which is how I felt about The Vice completely, is that is why I didn't like it so much.
But do you really not like this episode? Do you not think that, well, more of what I would want to say is, do you not think the finale was in Din's character? Do you not think that this is where we're building up to? Regardless of who the Jedi was.
See, I think it might have been possibly Bratz's influence, but
wanted someone random?
I thought it would have been Ezra or, like, Cal Kestis. And I thought it would be someone who, like, Brett would told me this is an important character from a cartoon or a game. And
it's
so
funny to hear you say Cal Kestis. that was the right way to say it, but just the fact that you know who that is.
Well, that's what, like, I would have been, like, I would have liked if that's who it was. Because it was someone being like, okay, I only know who this character is literally because I am on this podcast.
Yeah.
And I've now been talking to the two of you way more than slightly more than it would have been if we were not doing this.
Yes.
So I would have liked that. The fact that it was Luke, who's someone who I fucking know, like, I don't like that. Like, if it was someone that, like, I only knew, as you just said, you thought it was funny that I know who Cal Kestis is. If it was Cal Kestis, I would have been fine, because it was like, yeah, that's how it was about, like, Ahsoka Tano being a Jedi and you, who I had never fucking heard of before she appeared on this show. And
I would have been fine with that. But the fact that, like, it felt like the fucking movie canon came down out of some fucking movie theater and abducted Grogu out of Disney Plus and put him into a fucking movie theater, which is not what I wanted. Like, that's not what I want at all. Like, that's why I was liking it so much in the rest of it, when it's just, like, these weird little moments where it's, like, Kara just walks over to Din and Grogu and it's the three of them are there of, like, oh, yeah, yeah, we are these TV show characters. Like, we are the Mandalorian character. And then, like, Bo-Katan and, you know, like, it just, Bo-Katan felt like she was, one, she was literally standing on a platform that was above them. But it just felt, it was like, you are a higher level than the characters that I actually like on this show. And
you said, I knew these characters before I had any idea of who you were.
Yes, and I feel like it's the fact of, like, I know I'm, like, in what I guess I learned from, like, you know, talking to two of you, of, like, yes, she has all this backstory, but I didn't
know that.
I don't want to say, like, fall in love, but I didn't, like her. I didn't, like, come to, like her as a character on this show that I like. She was kind of dropped in, and then I was told there were reasons why I was supposed to like her.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, yeah, sure, like, I've seen Luke and other things, but, like, it's, I'm always kind of, like, meh. And then the fact that he's, like, thrown in here and is, like, oh, I'm supposed to like you. I was supposed to get as excited as, like, Brett did, but I fucking don't.
Well,
because
see,
I don't care. Like,
I didn't get as excited as Brett did either.
But
even
you like the originals more than I do. And
yes, I do. I watched the originals very young. I really loved the originals and everything. But I think that also has to do with Brett really loved the originals and everything that it was. And he loves the originals and everything that they were. Where I love the originals and everything. But I also, more than that, have this background with Mandalorian shit.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of that. So that's what kind of pissed me off. Of, like, we all need to be talking about Force users in this. Because it's the Mandalorian and this, and they're Mandalorians and they don't have to deal with Force. So, like, that's kind of my difference there. But where I was like, couldn't we just have no one? Or a new, I mean, I get that it was a big drop. I get it was a big cameo. And I get that a lot of people really loved it for that.
But
couldn't
they
have made up a new Jedi?
They made up a new Jedi if they wanted a fucking big thing. Would have, like, Ezra or Cal Kestis not have been the same thing?
I mean, it would have, but it would have been for a very smaller amount.
But I feel like that's usually what the show is. Like,
yeah.
I've seen the original movies, so I knew who Luke was. I didn't know who the fuck Bo-Katan or Ahsoka Tano was. Like, and
but seeing them and you knew other people were excited is different. And they're enough that you don't have this
negative connotation. You don't want to bring up, like, the couple, like, didn't know, like, really much about the show or much about the series at all. Yeah, like, those people have, like, they haven't even said that, like, oh, like, the Luke Skywalker cameo was the main thing. Whatever, we're just like, oh, that was cool of, like, all the fucking female characters got to fight together. And, like, and that was cool. So I feel like, if you don't really care all that much about Star Wars, you don't even care that he's here. So it's not like you're trying to get the casual fans hooked, because it's like those casual fans still don't fucking care. And that's what the thing of, like, I don't fucking care. Like, I
that is true. You could have put in literally anyone. Yes.
You put in anyone and put them with a little fucking lightsaber. Like, and a lightsaber that's in the color we're normally seeing. I don't know, green or
let's be honest.
Red, like,
you know, right now thinking about that. I mean, I really like Jedi Fallen Order, the game with Cal in it. But one of the most interesting things about him is he is not 100% a Jedi, but he's a more towards the light force user. But he's dual wielding.
Mm-hmm.
So if they would have had a Jedi come in there with a dual wielding lightsaber, they could have even had the same cloak thing.
So it would have also been Ahsoka. It would have at least been.
But
like,
no, it was one together.
Like
Maul. Yeah. He's the only light force user that we've seen do that. And also, which would even have
Darth Maul, like, the Rule of Mandalore at some point?
Yeah.
Is that, so that would make more sense.
Well, and it was also, like, a whole thing of, it was, like, a big deal that, like, the whole end of Jedi Fallen Order is that what you're doing the whole time is you're, like, this young Padawan who barely escaped Order 66 and you're in your late teens, early 20s, and you're just trying to survive. And then you end up being pulled into this whole Jedi thing, and the big main plot is you're getting this holocron with information of Force-sensitive children. So you get this information with all these Force-sensitive children that have been trapped.
Yeah, but brought this up because that Grogu would have been on there, that thing.
And you just destroy it because you say it's better that no one
does. Yes.
So that would have been really nice to have Grogu had reached out to them, and then still be like, well, they're in danger, I need to help.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that would have been, I don't hate Luke being there, but I would have definitely preferred someone else.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, I would have liked to keep the Skywalkers out. Let's be honest. I would have liked
Keep the Skywalkers and the fucking Palpatines out of it. Like,
well, I would even be okay with the Palpatines and the clones and all this shit. That's fine.
Well, the Palpatines, but they were fucking villains. Like, we've met had one single reference to the Palpatines, and they were, that's terrible, and they were villains. Cool, keep them out of it. Because, I mean, I feel like I'm, yeah, like,
I mean, I'm not against the Luke thing. I don't hate it. Like, I'm not, like, upset about it.
Yes.
But I'm not, like, I wasn't freaking the fuck out happy like Brett was. I was somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Where I was like, okay, I understand why we did this, but couldn't we have done something else?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I had something else to ask. Oh my god, what was
it? Wait till season 3 starts.
How dare you say that to me? How dare you say that to me?
Oh, I guess wait till the start of our off-season episodes.
No, it was something kind of somewhatly important. Well, I mean, this isn't somewhatly important, has on, but don't you kind of think Grogu's going to throw a little bit of it?
That's why I keep thinking he's either going to escape or he's going to be like, oh.
Well, he's
going to
be seen out.
Or he's going to be like, oh, Master Luke had a force project. Force project. And then he's going to end up on whatever Jin's new ship is, or he's going to end up in Common House, Schoolhouse, like, you know, or something.
Stealing more cookies.
He's going to end
up. I just want Jin to come, and I want Jin to bring him cookies. And to give him the ball. That's all I want. And all the kids would be like, there's a fucking Mandalorian here. And Grogu would be like, yeah, that's my dad. He's the fucking Mandalore, King of Mandalore.
Yeah, basically. Or I would love that, yeah, Din's perception of Mandalore family. I'm making any Mandalorian holiday an official religious holiday, and all of our foundlings need to come home for it. It's like, fuck you, Luke, whatever the fuck. My son needs to come home. This is a religious holiday.
Fuck you, Chanel Boots.
Fuck you, Chanel Boots, with that immobile middle face. My son needs to come home.
Is that me? It's like, I'm going to obliterate that twink. I'm deciding to do it.
Whoa, Bo-Katan standing behind like, is this really a priority? And he says, yes.
I saw one thing and it was like, I know, but it was like, it was like someone sitting like right in like the forefront of a picture. And it was like Bo-Katan being forced to deal with Din as Mandalore, and then in the background it was Din and Boba Fett saying they needed to deal with diplomacy between Hutt Space and Mandalore, and it's just two men making out. I was like, how dare you? Yeah, I don't know what's
going to
fucking happen, but...
I mean, there's so much possibility for, like, ridiculous chaos. I'm kind of excited of whatever the fuck happens.
I mean, I'm sure as we get closer, as Book of Boba Fett happens, as we get really close to the new season, I'm sure we'll do another... I'll write another research paper.
Yeah. Because, I feel like Tim's going to have to appear at least one episode of...
Book of Boba Fett?
Yeah.
He's just in Cobb's house for some reason.
He's just there playing cards with fucking Pelly and Dr. Manimal for no real reason, and Mos Eisley can do that. And Fennec just walks in here, and Boba Fett and walk into Fennec's like, fuck you doing here? And he's like, well. Yeah.
He's like, my son's gone. Fuck you.
Like, my son's gone, and you need to get away from Bo-Katan. She was smothering me, so I'm here. Kara was off being a cop somewhere, so I had nowhere to go, so I'm here playing cards now.
Yeah.
I guess so I can slowly take my helmet off now. Clicks at the bottom of his helmet and down from Splashka.
He takes that shot of bourbon like we did for Dank Fair. Yeah. I think that's kind of fun though that we have literally no
idea. Yeah, we have no idea. Yeah. I do like it. Like,
we have this whole idea of like the Mandalore politics, of Din being just straight up sad. Dad.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't think we talked about this at all, just the fact that the New Republic's going to get Moff Gideon.
Yeah.
Are we going to have some like nutty torture scenes?
Well, I think I saw somewhere that Giancarlo Esposito is also signed up for season 3.
He said that he's pretty much...
Also, Dr. Pershing, I think, are both signed up for season 3. Which I like, because they're just going to be in some fucking New Republic prison somewhere. And, like, I do... Like, I like that.
I want Mayfield to come back, too. That we have so many... We still have so many...
That
people
who are just, like, floating around who could just come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, and they made such a big thing of keeping off getting him alive. And it seems like... Yeah, I feel like... I feel like it almost, this series could start on, like, Kara is interrogating Moff Gideon getting in bed about anything he knows about Grogu or the cloning program or what he was doing. And then I feel like we could cut to, like, you know, 3 seconds of Grogu, like, floating rocks in a fucking yard. And then we cut to some, you know, to Mandalore where Din's, like, you know, annoyingly having to rule the entire planet as both, like, no, you have to do this. And he's like, but I don't want to do that.
There's a lot here. And I don't know what to think about it. Yeah. I'm really fucking excited. I can't believe, though, I thought I'd be upset about Book of Boba Fett coming first. But I swear to God, if Pedro Pascal does not guest star in it, I will murder someone.
Because I know, like, I know it was, like, that weird speculation for, like, a couple of days that maybe season 3 of The Mandalorian was just going to be Book of Boba Fett, which I guess a little bit it is, since it is coming out next year. But, I mean, it's a separate show, but, like, it is The Mandalorian content we were getting in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not opposed. Like,
I'm not either, but I would still like to see, especially if we're going to do a time skip, which I really think we are to
probably.
Season 3.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm totally speculating, but I would like to see, like, maybe, like, Din being, like, you know, willing to do some, like, dumbass criminal shit, or even just, like, doing a bounty for Boba Fett. You know what I mean? And, like, Boba Fett being, like, y'all good? You know what I mean?
Which I feel like, and I feel like it's, like, if anyway,
you're like, how's the kid? Have you heard anything about the kid?
No, I was more saying, like, if any of those, like, you know, there's someone who's fucking up fucking Hutt space, and Boba Fett's like, hello, Mandalorian, would you like to help me with something? And then he's like, oh, also the bounty wants you to take us in peril. And he's like, cool, I'm gonna bring my new Republic cop friend. And then, like, him and Kara just show up being like, cool, who do we need to take out? And they, you know, and they're in there for, like, one episode as they help take down, like, it would be fun if they, some fucking Imperial money collective that's trying to retake Mos Pelgo or something, and then Cobb Vanth's there being like, oh, wait. Like,
and all three of them are so gay, and then the whole episode is just them having a three.
Nope, Kara's not interested. She's not there.
No, not Kara. I'm talking about both. Oh,
Kara's off with Fennec having it.
Yeah.
Maybe Polly's there. I don't know. They think she's weird, though. She's there for a second, and she's like, oh, you guys want to do this? I'm like, no.
There's so much that could happen. Clearly Din isn't going away, which is good, because I think at this point, I mean, I've always loved Star Wars, but at this point, Din is my focus. My love for Star Wars goes more into my love of Din and The Mandalorian.
Well, yes, and I feel like, because I guess my whole, like, I mean, yeah, I guess I was really into, like, Rey and Finn for a while there, but, like, then, you know, it kept just slowly souring until by the Skywalker photo, I just shot the bed, so, like, you know, I this is what I like now, which is why I feel like I'm almost more annoyed that Luke was even here, because it was just like, oh, this is something separate, and I don't want this to be, like...
Mark Hamill apparently hated what they did to Luke in the sequels.
I liked it in Last Jedi, and, like, what they fucking, like, only, he went into one lightsaber, that's a damn. I'm like, what do you mean on it? And then they, like, you know, retconned it all and fucking Rise of Skywalker, and I was like, oh, this is fucking bullshit, which is literally my favorite part of Rise of Skywalker, is the fucking 30-second Jodie Comer cameo. But, because that was a terrible movie. Like, the whole thing of, like, you know, it's like...
Well, hopefully because they were doing kind of a restart.
Yes,
I'm
feel like we're...
to see what these new series and these new movies are going to be.
Yeah.
If they're even half as good as The Mandalorian, I mean, I'm willing to watch them.
I feel like I keep listening to other things that, like, not even Star Wars related things that people, if anything was happening, was, like, The Mandalorian, that would be fantastic. And, like, yeah.
Because The Mandalorian
is
really decor.
It's such a good TV show, and it's so, like, I guess what was that? I was literally even listening to, like, an X-Men podcast, and they were talking about, just because now that
there's something so visceral about the whole plot, because the whole point is this whole series has been boiled down to one thing.
Yeah, and every episode is so good, and it's
but it still boils down to this man who didn't want to be a father is protecting this child.
Yes, and that's all it is. Like, and you break it down, it's the simplest, like, yes, and that's why it, like, and that's why I feel like even if it's we start season 3 and he's reluctantly the Mandalore, and it's just like, but deep down he's just this guy who just wanted to protect his kid, and he did that, and somehow he ended up becoming the Pope. Like, so, you know, like, you know, he has to deal with that.
The Pope's in it. He's the both the Pope and the President. The Pope's in it.
Yeah, you know, and he has to deal with this real fucking intense nun who's standing behind him being like, no, I should have been the Pope.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
It's, I don't know, girls and gays.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
Definitely is. Should this be our ending note here?
I think this should. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, I guess we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Yes, I guess what we were planning our next episode. After this, we are going to go to every 2 weeks for the off season, I guess until technically till Book of Boba Fett starts in December.
Oh my God.
So I guess we will see you guys again in January. We will be starting Pedro Movie Month, where we will be covering, I don't know in what order, but Prospect from 2018. From 2018 and Wonder Woman 1984.
And also Prospect is right now on at least US's Netflix. So if you want to watch that before we cover it, it is on Netflix.
Okay, I think since we said that, let's do Prospect first. And then the second episode, I don't know what I guess.
So it would be what, the third
week? I guess let's say the second Tuesday of January, we will do Prospect. And the fourth Tuesday of January, we will do Wonder Woman 1984, which will be in limited theater release. Please only if it's safe for you to go see it. But also be on HBO Max. And that will be the fourth Tuesday in January.
All right. Koishi, Bushi.
Bye.
Bye.
If you would like to follow us on social media, we are BakarSickPod on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram. If you would like to send us an email, we are BakarSickPodcast@gmail.com. Please like and subscribe on whatever podcasting app you prefer. Denson, howdy.